This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the bell rung.
Yep, it's on.
We're here.
Yep.
Free agency in the NBA has arrived for the 2025-2026 basketball season.
So just so you know, I've got my normal Twitter feed open, and then I have a second window of Shams Charania's feed. So you just refresh both. Knowing that, you know, based on your algo, you may not get the Shams right away, but if you have the Shams open separately, you get all the fresh Charania that you need.
Fresh Charania, the latest...
Pajemski.
Yeah, the latest Pajemski. Charania actually has
Mike... Pajemski.
Thank you, Shams. It has Mike Brown getting a second interview with the Knicks and having him emerge as potentially a leading candidate for that job.
Saw that. Love it. Love it for Mike. And, you know, hopefully he gets the gig and... he goes ahead and, you know, does big things with the Knicks.
Also, the salary cap is going to grow 10% from last season. It's expected to increase another 7% after that for the 26-27 season. And if you understand what that means, good for you. I don't really know what it means other than, you know, the money's going to keep going up and maybe some teams have a couple extra dollars to throw around that they weren't sure that they had to throw around, but that's been confirmed. And so... Now we wait because, you know, it's a little bit less. The NFL thing I always throw out, cap schmap, there's a little bit less schmap in the NBA cap.
Right.
Even though it's a softer cap. So the Warriors are a team that often goes over it more than other teams do. But what are they willing to do? I do feel to a degree, if there's a will, there's a way. You know, like, here's the example I'll give you. People talk about the Kuminga thing, and every report will go, ooh, really complicated for the Warriors to get something good back because restricted free agency, you can only take back 50% on the dollar, and if it's a sign and trade, the other team needs to sign Kuminga to at least a 3-year deal, so this is all kind of complicated. Okay, it's complicated. Well, last year, in in another situation where you had a player who you pretty much knew was going to leave in Klay Thompson, you were able to get on the phone by July 4th. It was not on the day free agency began, but by the end of the week, you had conducted a 6-team trade in order to get somebody off of your roster who you knew was going to leave, and he wasn't restricted. So, yes, these things are complicated and hard, but...
Trades are hard.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And it just feels to me like everything I read, I don't know how much interest Kuminga and the Warriors have in each other. They just have interest in their own interests.
Right, and his interest is being a one or closer to being a one and obviously getting as much money as he can, and their interest is having players that actually fit what they're trying to do in the next couple of years. So it could wait. It could take until, you know, what it was last year, and I'm just looking at it. It was July 6th, actually, when the trade got announced, and it was the Mavs, the T-Wolves, the Warriors, the Nuggets, the Hornets, and the Sixers, all involved. So if it's a trade like that, and it's, I mean, six teams and picks for you and picks for me, and I'll take your pick and you get our picks and the rest of it, well then, yeah, hopefully the Warriors emerge from that with a player who can help them.
Yeah, that would be the hope. I don't think they're going to let him go for nothing, give him away for nothing. If you want to talk Warriors and free agency, we'll take your calls here very, very shortly, 888-957-9570. But I do want to get into for a few minutes this idea of so many of you, not all of you, but I hear a lot of you blame Bob Melvin and Pat Burrell for what's going on with the Giants. And I say this respectfully, I find the analysis to be a little bit lazy. I just think you see, oh, Giants not hit ball, let's fire hit coach. Like, that's, honestly, what is it you really want Pat Burrell to do? I think that there will be time to find out if Pat Burrell is a good coach, a bad coach, somewhere in between. But a hitting coach's job is to sort of sit there with the hitter, observe what's going on, try to get their head in the right space, see if you can get a little bit more out of them. That's their job, but that job is very complementary to what the main job is. And the main job is on the hitter, to be talented, figure your crap out, and go get a hit. The coach is there to guide you. Do you know what I mean? If you want to blame Pat Burrell, that is akin to, blaming the parent when the kid can't get a good grade in school. Like, I just don't, like, that's not, I mean, could that be part of it? I guess. Sure, it could be. But in the end, like, that's not where I'm going to look first.
Right. For me, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you order a meal and the meal's not very good, and then you blame the person who's in charge of ordering the food.
Okay.
Like the general manager manager. It's like, okay, you know, you have a menu set and you ordered the food, and then I'm going to say Irv again because I'm running hot with Irv references.
This guy's killing
me. So Irv is the chef and the dude can't cook. And so, Irv, I got you organic ingredients and we have a menu that is like wonderful and creative, and yet you can't cook. So is it Irv's fault or is it the guy who ordered the veggies and stuff? Of course it's Irv's fault. And in this analogy, Irv is Adamus and Jung-Hoo Irv, and it's Raphael Irvers. It's all the rest of these guys who can't hit. Is it Burrell's fault that they suddenly can't hit? I mean, a small piece of it, but Jung-Hoo Lee, what's happened to you?
I don't know.
Like Captain Flyball?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the guy, and I really think there's a lot there. We've already seen it for a period of time, but this is getting into that prolonged area now.
Right.
And it's uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable to watch him hit. He's watching stuff right down the middle of the plate, too. With two strikes, he's taking cold thirds right down the middle.
And every cut that he takes, it looks like he's trying to hit, you know, like he's hitting fungos to the outfield. He's hitting fly balls.
His approach early in the season was so good. An opposite field approach, it was just constant line drives. And now it's the opposite. Let's go to Dan in Danville. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Great show, fellas. I agree with you guys 100%. It's not all Pat Burrell's fault. And Bob Melvin. It's because Buster Posey is the one that put these people in the position of power. Pat Burrell is an ex-baseball player. He's not a batting coach, okay? It happens all the time. That's all you see. That's what happens in the major league. They hire ex-players. They don't hire coaches, people that are teachers. Plus, guys like Alex Bregman have private hitting coaches. So we might have to think about each hitter, like a golf player, needs their own coach. You don't have one guy teaching a whole army how to hit, and especially if that dude is unqualified and ill-informed. That being said, Buster Posey brought over Adamus at 7 years, $187 million, full no-trade clause, $22 million signing bonus. The guy's almost 30 years old. He's got a compression sleeve on his arm. Rafael Devers has a hurt hamstring. You cannot play him. He's going to tear it right off the bone. Then he's not going to play next year. He can't produce this year. He's 30. He's heavier. When he was playing good, he was much thinner. And he's just getting heavier. He's getting older, and he's worth $300 million. He gave Buster Posey gave Justin Verlander $15 million, okay? Buster Posey started Lamont Wade at first base in the leadoff position, okay? Those are mistakes on him. That doesn't have anything to do with the players that we have right now, like the center fielder and the rest. And Matt Chapman, Buster Posey gave Matt Chapman $150 million. He's all over that. So let's put some of this on Buster.
Well, Dan, I tell you what. To me, you've gone too far in defending one individual to then putting it all at the doorstep of another individual. It's about a week and a half ago that we were applauding Buster for all of these signings. I'm now not going to turn around because of a bad week and be like, Buster sucks at his job. Like, there's nothing wrong with signing Matt Chapman long-term. Matt Chapman's wonderful. He happens to be hurt. Rafi Devers is not 30. He's only 28. And he wasn't producing back when he was a different weight because he's been producing this year. His OPS was 900 at the time of him being acquired. Yep. And I'm going to be patient with a guy that's switching leagues and switching coasts and all of those things. So I guess my larger point is, I the same way I wouldn't point all at Pat Burrell, I wouldn't point all at Buster Posey or all at Bob Melvin or any one person. Pat Burrell's not the only one who's working with these guys either. There's a whole staff. There's a whole analytics department.
Exactly.
And you're right. These individuals have their own staffs. There's hundreds of people with eyes on these guys with this much money on the line, and they haven't been able to figure it out, which is why, to me, in the end, if I'm going to pick one person, I'm going to go to the player.
Right, and why have these players been better than they've been right now? And for Devers, it's a very small sample, 12 games, and they're 4-8 in those games. But Willie Adames now, a half of a full year, and he's been worse than he's ever been before. And so you look at a lot of these different players, and yeah, ballpark factors, you can go to that if you want, but Jung-Hoo Lee has regressed, and Adames has underperformed, and Devers in a small sample hasn't done it. And yeah, the Matt Chapman absence is a part of it, because if he's there, the lineup across the board is better. But for me, when you look at it in totality, they're still well above 500, even though they went 1-5 in the last six.
They're above 500.
Right, not as above as they were.
Now we have to take the word well above away.
I guess, yeah.
What are they, six over now?
Or five over, something like that,
45
yeah.
45 and 39, I think.
Yep.
Anyway, from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. All right, the Warriors become center focus. Free agency is here. It is underway. The latest rumors, the latest facts, and obviously we await breaking news at any minute because free agency in the NBA is underway. We'll take your calls next, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't care. Well, first of all, I don't really care.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, well, well.
Yeah?
Well, well, well. We've had a lot of breaking news in the NBA over the last 2 weeks as things start to bleed out.
No doubt.
But 3 o'clock our time was the actual start of free agency. And since that time, this would be our first.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has agreed to a new 5-year, $240 million renegotiation sensation.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
To stay with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, no.
That's right. So you can go ahead and grab out your Sharpies, everybody. Pull out your bingo cards and go ahead and put a big black X right through that idea. Jaren Jackson Jr., $48 million per year.
Shut up!
On a 5-year renegotiated deal. He was heading into the final year of his current contract, which was going to pay him about half this much at about $24 per year. He'll now make $48 per year and stay with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, good for JJJ, Jaren Jackson Jr. And so now you look at the Memphis payroll and you've got Jaren Jackson Jr. making 23 next year, and I guess then the extension would kick in after that. And you got Ja. Where is Ja? Ja's at the bank, making 39, then 42, then 45 almost. So, I mean, does Memphis now look at that and think, okay, with just Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja, are you a top 4 team in the West? No. Are you a top 8 team? Maybe. I mean, who are you, Memphis?
Would you like to know what Memphis is going to do next? Because while you were talking, that just broke.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
More Shams?
More Shams. Shams bombs. They're coming fast. Shams bombs. Shams says, restricted free agent Santi Aldama has agreed to a new 3-year, $52.5 million deal to also return, stick, and stay with the Memphis Grizzlies. So that was a 1-2 punch.
Interesting.
That cost the Grizzlies almost $300 million.
So 17.5 per, roughly, 3 years and 52, I think it's $17.6 million a year. And, you know, thinking about Kuminga, all roads lead back to Kuminga. So Santi Aldama, who is from the same draft class and has played about the same number of games, not as high leverage, and he's averaging 10 points a game for his career, but he's been going up, 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 and he gets this. Now, Kuminga's better than Santi Aldama, but how much better is he?
It's an interesting comment because I don't think you're wrong by saying he's better, but he has also been utilized less. His functionality to his particular team has had less impact than Aldama has on his, I think is the way that I'll say that.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. He's a more talented player. He's a more versatile player, but he has had less of an impact on his particular team. And yes, I know a lot of you will immediately go, that's that team's fault. Okay, fine. Again, you can feel that way, but I like your comp. I like your thinking. And again, I think the window into the conversations that have happened, I don't know whether to believe this report or not, but the report that did come out over the weekend that Jonathan is seeking $30 million per year, even if you think he's better than Aldama, Aldama's coming in at 17 and Jabari Smith is coming in at 24. Jonathan Kuminga, based on this market, what I'm seeing, this is not a $30 million player.
Right.
And if that's what he asked the Warriors for, there's no doubt that the Warriors said no. No, and I bet no other team is going to offer him that either.
It doesn't seem like it. And, you know, the word from Bobby Marks, friend of the program, has said that only Brooklyn has the money to give him 20 plus million per year. And, you know, Brooklyn's been doing so many different things. It doesn't feel to me like they're looking to be that team to, all right, Kuminga, you're the guy. We want to, like, hitch our wagon to you. The interesting thing about Aldama and Kuminga, Aldama played over the course of his first 4 years, 235 games, Kuminga was at 258, and they both were right at 22 minutes a game for their career. Now, Kuminga's done more with his minutes, and he's played more playoff games, obviously, and he is a better player, but I do think that when you see the Aldama contract come in where it did, just short of $18 million per year for 3 years, I think that three-year mark is about what Kuminga's looking at. And if it's 360,
that might be
where it winds up.
Yep, it might be that. Keep an eye on the Miami Heat. I know that we're talking about the Brooklyn Nets having the space to do this. Miami did just have some more space clear because Duncan Robinson declined his contract. That opened up a little bit more money. I'm no expert on Miami's cap. I just know that they've consistently been named as a possible landing spot for Jonathan, and they just cleared some money. So I find that interesting, but we'll see. That's where we are right now. Free agency is open. Jaren Jackson Jr., brand new deal to stay with the Grizzlies, 5 years, $240 million. And then Aldama, a restricted free agent, stays in Memphis for 3 years, $52.5 million. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs. We're taking out your calls here. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, I think that what I would like to see done for the Warriors, I just hope, you know, with all the names being speculated, LeBron, Giannis, what I hope happens is they get some clarity with the rotation. So whoever they bring in, I hope that kind of solidifies the rotation. Cause I think it's been a problem since they won a championship, quite frankly. And I know last year there were circumstances, you make a trade, so that made it kind of harder. But, I hope that going into the next season over the summer, whoever they bring in, free agent, trade, whoever, I just hope they can solidify their rotation and get their lineup in order, and we're not to keep answering questions, who's going to start this week, who's going to start at center this week, or who's going to start at shooting guard, or what are we doing Pods, what are we doing Kuminga. But whoever they get, I hope that's what we can finally move on from, is these ongoing questions. That can go a long way to maybe, you know, really trying to compete for, you know, playoffs and obviously championships. So that's what I hope we can kind of get solved just from this. And again, whether that's Giannis, LeBron, I don't know how you go about that, but there's a lot of questions right now. And then, as a Warrior fan, we kind of want answers. So that's what I'm hoping for. And I'm curious to see what you guys think about that. I know that's not really talked about, and people won't talk about the names, but I think that's really important for this team going forward.
Yeah, Dave, I think Steve Kerr, to a degree, probably agrees with you. Appreciate the call. I just think where your brain is going with regard to, quote, figuring out rotations, you're aiming a little high. I know that everybody wants to sort of hope that the Warriors are kidding or that they're just hiding in the weeds when they've openly told us that it's next to impossible to acquire a player that is making north of $35 or $40 million. I don't know about y'all. I believe them. I believe them. I don't think Giannis is coming. I don't think LeBron is coming. I didn't think Jaren Jackson was coming. Like, I don't think these players are coming. I don't think that's what the Warriors are going to do. And then the other part of his point, Dibs, like, quote, figuring out rotations so there's not all this movement. It's interesting. I really thought that after Jimmy Butler arrived, they did. They did. The only reason they, quote, didn't is because a healthy portion of the fan base didn't necessarily love the way it felt that Jonathan Kuminga, A, was hurt, and then when he came back, they tried to work him into the rotation, and they didn't feel great about what they were seeing, and so they did solidify the rotation. It just didn't include him anymore.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought the second half of the season, the rotation was very solidified.
Well, especially when they got Jimmy Butler. Yeah. It became, you know, what they were going to go with, and the rotation can't be solidified until you figure out what you're going to do with your free agents, and it's Kuminga, and it seems like GP2, Gary Payton II, the reports are that he's going to wind up going elsewhere. Kevon Looney might be somebody who comes back, and if you bring in Al Horford, which they're rumored to be hot and heavy after Al as a free agent, then you know you start to look at your rotation, and maybe at that point Kevon Looney doesn't come back, and we know that Gui Santos and Quentin Post both had their options, their team options picked up, so you're starting to get some clarity about the rotation, quote-unquote, but there's still a lot of work to do to figure out who you're going to even have here.
We got a super chat on YouTube from Alan Day. What do you think about this one, Dibs? JK shouldn't be in a hurry to sign. I'm rooting for JK to get his $30 million plus. Importantly, get to a roster that will give him a chance to play.
Yeah, I buy all of it except for the $30 million a year part. I don't think that he's going to get $30 million a year. And if you're Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, you have the ability and you have the right to be patient. And, you know, free agency has been going on now for 28 minutes. And, you know, you've got teams who can talk to him about what they want to offer him. And then the Warriors would have 2 days to match when that offer comes in. So I don't think that this is going to happen quickly unless it is a sign and trade and the Warriors are able to get a team to take him on and take on his contract and then figure out what to do from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I certainly agree with you with the $30 million part. But the idea of Jonathan being patient, yeah, he's probably in less of a rush than the Warriors are. So if you want to play the leverage game, and I do think that that's what's going on right now, if you want to play that game, then Jonathan is the one who can play it a little bit better than the Warriors, which is why when we hear the reports of, oh, this is going to take a little while, I still do like eyebrow up a little bit. Is it going to take a little while? Because the Warriors don't want to do that. And the Warriors, let's be real, they have no idea what they're even able to do this free agency period until this gets figured out. Now, the good news for the Warriors is kind of along the lines of what you were just saying, and Cal Kami just tweeted about this. He goes, like, 9 years ago, or even just a few years ago, free agency would have been about 78% done by now. Do y'all remember what this used to be like when
bananas,
free agency hit? And it used to not be at 3 in the afternoon. It used to be at midnight in the East. And so we would wait here in the West until 9 o'clock at night. And by 9:04, there were 18 free agents who had signed. Somehow, of course, none of them spoke to the other team until 9 o'clock, and by 9:04, all the deals were done. But that was the way it worked. And now it is a much more deliberate process. And so maybe that actually is an advantage to the Warriors because they do want to get this done quickly so that free agency doesn't pass them by, but free agency is not going nearly as quickly as it used to.
And it can't because of, you know, the very nature of the new CBA and the new rules about being an overspending team. And I'm just looking at the Twitter feed of friend of the program, Eric Pincus. And for those people out there who don't know Eric Pincus, he is just a big-time math guy,
capologist.
A capologist guy. And I won't read you all his tweets because I don't even understand all the terms that he's throwing out there, but it's basically about aprons and the cap adjustment and the numbers and all the rest of it. And so with the new rules in the NBA, it's a lot harder now to just go out there and spend, unless you're a team like Memphis that has one player who makes a lot, and now you sign the guy you love and you give him a lot.
Dibs?
No.
Jumps bombs.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
I told you about that space that the Houston Rockets have, and the Houston Rockets have made yet another move, this time bringing from the Lakers newly crowned free agent Dorian Finney-Smith, agreeing to a four-year, $53 million deal. So a four-year free agent contract, Dorian Finney-Smith, 3-and-D wing player. The Houston Rockets, again, get themselves a little bit older, a little bit more playoff experience to mix in with their young guys.
13 and a quarter per year, average annual value. And if you're the Warriors, this is one where you have FOMO, because you would love to have this player, this type of player, a real 3-and-D guy, heavy on the D and good on the three as well. But if you have Dorian Finney-Smith, then if he's your sixth best player, you're a good team. You're a deep team. And what you said earlier about Houston, Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, you are a problem.
Yep.
No question about it. I wonder how far we are from naming them the favorite in the West, even over the Thunder.
We're still a ways away from that.
Only because we haven't seen them. If you put roster next to roster, I'm not sure that Houston's not better than Oklahoma City. Now that you're putting this kind of experience and shooting ability to mix in, that's what they couldn't do. They couldn't shoot. And now they've got Kevin Durant and Dorian Finney-Smith. So,
well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to do what Oklahoma City has done, which is, here's our top nine, deal with us.
Exactly.
And Houston's going to be in that spot, and that's where the Warriors, I think, they're going to miss out, because they can't possibly do that with their top-heavy roster.
They're not in on those conversations. They already made their big deal. They made their big deal. They got Jimmy Butler. Another deal, this one on a smaller scale. Center forward Paul Reed signs a two-year, $11 million deal to return to the Detroit Pistons. Another interesting young team, especially with what's gone on in the East. Like, you could sell me on the idea that the Detroit Pistons are hosting a first-round playoff series next year, for sure. For sure, I would buy that.
Yeah, top four seed. Yep. I mean, on the surface, I would say you're crazy, but then you look around the conference and you go, well, they don't have their star. They don't have their star. They don't have their star. And
they were the sixth seed just this last year.
And honestly, if you look at other teams that might have a say in that, Atlanta and Orlando, both teams that have gotten better and they've added pieces. And the East is so wide open that, you know, you could almost convince me of 12 teams that might be able to host.
No doubt. Dave in the city is next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. Hell of a show. I'm hoping that the Warriors could somehow do something to go get DeAndre Ayton. I mean, it would be a dream to go get him. I think he just needs some guidance, a little bit of polishing. But if he could convince him to take a little bit of a longer deal where he gets his money in the back end of the deal, I think we could work it with the cap. And then you go and trade Kuminga for Curry's heir apparent and go get Kobe White from the Bulls.
Hmm. Well, here's what I would say about
apparent. That's fun. That's fun.
No such thing, but I get it. I get it. Dave, the Ayton thing I know is on people's minds. I sort of approach that opinion with a question first. I get it. He's a productive big, and yes, the Warriors need a big. My sense is, I haven't heard this from the Warriors, but my guess is, first of all, he's probably going to command a little bit more money than they're comfortable with, number one. But maybe even more important, I just don't think he's their type of player. I don't think he fits. I think what they're looking for in a big is someone that can allow Draymond Green to play power forward, but also then not have everything offensively fall apart where the defense doesn't need to worry about the three-point line because you've got too many non-shooters on the court at once. So I think that they would like to look at some seven-footers, get some more size out there. I know Al Horford is not the biggest body. I know he's not the greatest rebounder, and I know he's old. But along the lines of that guy, and even the Quentin Post style of, can somebody defend the five position and also shoot the three? That's my guess in terms of what the Warriors would rather do, and that's not DeAndre Ayton.
No, it's not at all. And he, I was looking at the list earlier. Somebody shared this, that he's one of 18 players ever to average a double-double in each of his first seven seasons. So he's that dude. He's a throwback in an era where, yeah, most bigs have to shoot or get to shoot or are good at shooting. He's not that guy, but he's been double-digit points and rebounds every single year of his career. But you talk about fit, and this team loves to play, you know, player movement and a lot of pass and cut and pass and move offense. And DeAndre Ayton just doesn't fit that. Offensively, he is a guy who can play the dunker spot, and he'll go up there and get a rebound and score that way. But he doesn't have a very developed offensive package that would fit with this team.
Well, I also, when guys are putting up, and you're right, he's averaged a double-double every year of his career. When guys do that and teams keep shipping him out for a song, I don't know about you, but I get the message. Like, to me, that's like, what the hell's going on there? Like, you flat out don't want him on your team. Suns are like, yeah, we're good. We're going to go in a different direction. And now the Blazers are negotiating a buyout. We're negotiating a buyout with a guy who's 26 years old and averaged 14 and 10 last year. Why don't teams want him on their team? Like, I don't think this is a perfect comp, but it's the same point that I was trying to make last week about Jordan Poole. It's like, okay, I get it. I see the stats too. I can go to ESPN and CBS and Fox, NBA.com. I can see all the numbers. I get it. I also know there have now been multiple teams that are just like, yeah, we don't want you. We'd rather have you gone. We don't even really care what we get in return. We would just rather have you gone. That says something to me.
It does, and he only played 40 games last year for Portland, so I know he had injuries. And in Phoenix, I'm not going to hold that against Ayton because, well, it's Phoenix. And, you know, Phoenix, from a management standpoint, roster-wise, they haven't really made a lot of great decisions. And so, yeah, but the fact that he goes to a second team and then that team is like, yeah, we'd rather buy you out than pay you one more year of $30-plus million. We'd rather have you off our books and off you go and find a new team. But all that said, I don't think that he's going to get a contract that the Warriors can afford. Maybe it's not $20 million a year. If it's $15 million a year, even that is too rich for the Warriors' blood.
At least it is in this moment, until they know what they're doing with Jonathan. One more, and this one's just a wee little baby of a deal, but one more deal for the Memphis Grizzlies, who have come to an agreement with guard Cam Spencer. 2 years, $4.5 million.
Okay. Nice, good money if you can get it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a good job.
It sounds like a wee little deal, like you said, but that's still $2.25 million a year for playing basketball. I'd take it.
Yes, you would.
If Memphis wanted to give me 2 and 4.5, I'd take it.
I mean, you insinuated on Friday that you were making that kind of money.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a lot going on.
It's an insinuation sensation.
It was, and I was struck by laughter.
Cha-ching!
At your cockamamie quarterback list that you trotted out. And yes, it was yours.
It was a good list.
It was pretty funny.
It was not mine. I didn't make the list.
But you brought it.
I shared it.
You shared it.
It was like show and tell.
You didn't have to.
No, but it was like show and tell.
Right, but
remember show and tell?
Yes, but when you show and tell something, it's something that you have. Like, it may not be your Mr. Potato Head that you created, but you brought the Mr. Potato Head.
I mean, I you know, in this case, printed it out. I didn't print it out, but like,
you wrote it on a scrap of like banking paper.
Right.
On a deposit slip.
And then I shared it.
You did.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
It's great.
I like
I got a big laugh out of it.
Yeah. That's what we're going for.
Yep. So I don't think that DeAndre Ayton is going to sign for, I don't know, $5 million a year, which is probably what the Warriors would love. I think he's going to get more than they can afford.
I don't think that's the way they want to play basketball.
Right.
I don't think they want to bring in a 26-year-old who seemingly, I don't know the guy, but it feels like he got an attitude about the way he's doing things. He does not shoot the ball from the outside.
Nope, at all.
And so you're going to bring him in order to do what? You're going to kind of like sort of run things offensively in and out through him when you have Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on the floor? It does not feel like a fit to me. I get why it woos people. He feels like a Laker to me. He feels like a Laker, not a Warrior.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, the Lakers don't really need him to do anything other than rebound and defend a little bit.
I mean,
so
they're dying for something. Like, they need somebody big even more than the Warriors do. So,
right.
I could see that one happening.
The Warriors need somebody big who can actually step out and shoot.
Right.
And I'm not in love with the idea of Al Horford, because you look at his numbers over the last couple years and they have definitely declined, and he's an older player, and well, they're an older team, so I just don't know. I don't know if you're going to get the best of Al Horford at this point, but you would have four of the league's, I think, 30 oldest players in the association.
Yeah, if he were to start at the five, thank goodness Pods would probably be in the starting lineup, because if not, everybody would be over 35 years old.
Right.
That's not good.
Nope.
All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We are all over NBA free agency, which is here. It is upon us. We've already had the breaking news button hit twice. What is it you're hoping to hear the next time you hear that button? 888-957-9570, that is the number. We're taking your calls a little bit over an hour away. Kyle Glazer of MLB is going to join us as we circle a little bit back to Giants frustration. That's all ahead on Willard and Dibs.
Heavy on the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That's unrestricted free agent, Pat Spencer, to you, pal.
Unrestricted, huh?
Unrestricted, yeah.
Okay.
He was not...
They didn't pick up his option?
Yeah, or whatever they... You know, this is like what you were talking about earlier when Eric Pincus is tweeting, and
yep,
you're like,
yep.
the qualifying hullabaloo wackadoodle thingamabob. They didn't give it to him, so right. he's an unrestricted free agent now.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat Spencer.
I think he had an option, team option for like $2.3 million or something. And
I think it was either declined or right. Is there a qualifying offer or is he on a two-way or is he on a zip line or I don't know what the hell all of this stuff means.
Yep.
I mean, I do, but I just, you know what I mean? It's just too, it's just that part is not fun. I'm here for the fun and this is actually something that I think the NBA is running a little bit of a risk right now with the way they've structured their collective bargaining agreement is that all of us have gotten way too friendly with a word that used to be something our mom wore when she cooked.
That's right.
I don't want to know about the apron. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. If my team wants to go over it, go over it. If you don't, I get it. But like, you're still going to play good basketball, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's kind of like
let's drink.
Like with your kid, although your kid's a bad example because I'm sure he knows all of the nuance of the collective bargaining agreement.
Out
but when your kid, your 11 or 12 year old, says, "Daddy, why can't we keep so and so player anymore?" Well, second apron. How come they got to keep so and so? Well, they have his bird rights. What's the second apron? What's restricted free agency?
Seriously.
And all the rest of it, you know.
That's a really good question.
Like so yeah. many of the nuanced parts of the collective bargaining agreement, like, and you and I do this for a living, and so you have to be familiar with all three sports to an extent, but
right.
still, I'm with you. Like, there's a baseball game later today, and I want to watch baseball players play for my team and watch them maybe try to hit the ball and not have to worry about, you know, is he a super two? Like, that Carson, they had, what's his face? Carson pitched the other day. He started his clock.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
what does that mean? You know, is he pre-ARB 1? Is he ARB 3? I just want to watch sports.
Yeah, the business of sports has become like this big thing, right? And I get it to a certain degree, but to me, it's a very fine line. You got to be careful. And the business of sports is something that a lot of people, and again, I like to try to understand it to the extent that I need to understand.
Exactly.
But I don't want to understand it to the extent that I'm an expert on it because I don't find it fun. And that's not why I watch sports. I'm not over here being like, okay, Dunleavy, let's see you cook with your pen and pencil. Like, come on, baby. Get out one of them scientific calculators and make it make sense for me. No. I want players and play game and eat popcorn. That's why I'm here.
You don't want to watch Parag cook? Look at Parag with the pencil.
Seriously. Man, y'all should see these people negotiate. It's crazy. It's like, just tell me that you got players and you're going to be good. And I'll, by the way, I'm very, very accepting, largely, of what you tell me. You know what I mean? Like, it's your money. And I'm not going to be accepting if, for instance, you're cheap. I would not be accepting as a fan. If I were a fan of the Oakland A's, I would not be accepting of that kind of behavior.
You need to drop the Oakland.
Well, I was, yep. again, referring to who they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if yep. I was a fan of the Oakland A's, yep. I would not be a fan of the A's anymore. Like, I would not be accepting of that. I had some distrust for the Giants group because they're over here with Mission Rock and they're like, we'll be 12th in spending. Stop it. Stop being 12th in spending. Well, then they traded for Rafi Devers. All right. That starts to build trust with me. But again, I'm not going to go into the nuts and bolts of like, ooh, where does that put them now on the list financially? No, you brought Rafi Devers. Great. That's a good player. I like watching Rafi Devers hit. Let's watch him do it in a Giants uniform. I think the NBA, and my hope is that this will sort of dissipate over time, but right now a little bit too much of the league is about the second apron. And it's a message that sports needs to hear over and over and over again. And that is, billionaires, the world does not want to hear your problems. They just don't. I'm not saying you don't have them, but the world does not want to hear that we would like to get under the second apron this year. That's our top priority. Nice. Awesome. Can't wait to watch you get underneath the second apron.
Well, the penalties, Mark, as you know, are they're pretty punitive. When you stay in that apron for two straight years, and you're right, and you know this is the system that has now been created, and they wanted to create a certain level of parity because of what the Warriors did, where Steph Curry got hurt, and he took a what turned out to be below-market deal, and because he did, they were able to go out there and get Kevin Durant. And so now you got this super team that probably should have won three in a row, but then KD and Klay got hurt, and so the league was reacting to that. And the Warriors didn't circumvent the rules or cheat. They just happened to be smart, and they went about it the right way in signing their own players and keeping them and bird rights and the rest of it. And so what they've created now is a system that is really punitive for teams that want to be big spenders year after year.
Lakers just made another deal.
I saw that.
Yeah. Free agent forward Jake LaRavia to the Los Angeles Lakers, 2 years, $12 million. LaRavia was with the Kings in the second half of last year and played rather well. So Jake LaRavia is now a member of the Lakers, which means, Jake, we now hate you.
Well,
the rest of your life.
Automatically. And he was with Memphis and Sac last year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is this a guy that we also will color with the DeAndre Ayton pen and say, well, I mean, so many of these teams have given up on you, and, you know, Memphis and then Sac. And then,
I see that as a little differently. Like when you're part of a midseason deal, that also means that somebody really, really wants you. And I know that, I mean, Ayton, they just like, get out of here. How about if we give you some of your money and you leave? That was the transaction.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why it's not a perfect comp to Jordan Poole. The reason I brought up Jordan Poole's name, though, is because I don't think that the Pelicans necessarily made a deal there where they're like, we really want to have Jordan Poole. And I don't think that the Wizards made a deal where they're like, we really want CJ McCollum. Like, I don't think that that's what those were about. Both of those deals, when the Warriors did it and when the Wizards did it, were, to me, chiefly about money. Not the only thing it was about, but that was the main thing that it was about through my eyes.
Yeah, and this, I mean, Jake LaRavia goes to L.A. Wow, okay, big whoop. He'll be your ninth or tenth guy,
right,
but great.
Good
for you, Jake.
An hour into free agency, they're like, let's get Jake.
Sure.
Let's go get Jake.
Let's go ahead and get him before he's gone, you know? And the other name I was thinking about is Dennis Schroeder, who, you know, the guy's been traded constantly, multiple times, multiple teams. And it's not only that these teams didn't want him, but, you know, when you've got a salary and you're a player that can be aggregated in a deal, that's just what happens. You get thrown into a deal.
Right, but those players are not major salary slots for their teams. Like, DeAndre Ayton and Jordan Poole were major salary slots for their teams.
Yeah.
Right, they're $30 million players. These guys, much, much less. I do hear a lot of noise with Schroeder and the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a lot of noise about those two. So Schroeder could be on his way back to Northern California, where he had such a good time for 7 hours. 7 hours!
Yeah, that's about right, huh? I mean, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, yeah, here we are. Here we are with the characteristics of NBA free agency so far, being that A, it goes a lot slower than it used to, and B, a little bit too much talk about financial maneuvering for my taste. But I get it. That's what this is. So I'm not saying anybody's necessarily doing anything wrong. I just don't think it's ever a good thing. And the NFL has always sort of tiptoed around this a little bit. I don't think it's a great thing when a league has a high level of teams getting rid of players that you would want, like players in their prime that you would want on their team, and fans just have to watch that player go away, and the main reason is we got to clear our books. That's not great. That's not great entertainment.
It's not, but I don't know what the alternative is other than go the full baseball model, which is, you know, we're going to be uncapped. There'll be penalties and taxes, fine, but if you want to go out there and be the Dodgers or the Yankees, you're allowed to, and if you want to be the Pirates or the Athletics, well, there's no penalty for that either, as long as you hit our meager minimum. And so what you get in baseball is 30 teams, and 10 of them are going to be bad because they can't afford the good players unless you draft and develop really, really well. And even if you do, then when it comes time to pay these players, you're not going to pay them because you're a small market or small-minded in the Athletics case. And so baseball's got it wrong in the other direction. Is there a happy medium? Maybe. And maybe. You've talked about drafting, developing players, and having those players not count fully toward your cap. Yep. So
that to me is the only change that I would make.
For example, like Pods. And when Pods comes up, and if he's going to be a $25 million a year guy in a couple of years, then that full 25 a year would not count toward your cap because you drafted him and you developed him. Oh. So
Pods' leverage against the Warriors is going to be that if you don't sign me to what I want, I'm going to go coach the Valkyries. That's right. Going to be his leverage.
Or his leverage would be, if I go to L.A., I'm going to be a Sparks super fan.
I mean.
Or I'm going to go to Indiana and be a super fan of their team.
Quick aside, did you watch any of their game last night?
Yes, they're crushing people.
Not only crushing people.
Who are these Hoopers?
Well, Steph wanted to know the same thing, so he went to the game last night. He's there with Pods.
Fresh off his trip to Ireland. I don't know if you were following that.
No.
But your guy had a nice little golf trip.
Oh, good.
It was Steph and Dell and Seth and Damian Lee.
Oh, well, these are their practice rounds.
I guess.
ACC Championship is next week.
Right. And I saw a post of them in Waterville in Ireland. So they did, I think, a 4 or 5 course, just, quick trip over there.
Yeah.
Probably a little private jet. And then you zip back and you go right to the Valks game.
Yeah, so he hadn't seen the kids in a while. So he brought the kids to the Valks game. He couldn't get as good a seats as Brandon Pajemski gets. I don't know what that was all about.
Well, that's the Curry box. I think. Yeah, that's.
I know. But anyway, he was there. But the reason I bring it up, and I know that like in different ways and shapes and forms, we've talked about this already. But like, dude, that environment is out of control. Like, it is absolutely jumping in there. Not just like what. I realize that we're almost underselling it when everyone keeps going, hey, Valks sold out again. It's not just that they're sold out. It's that people are dancing on their heads the entire game. It's bananas in that building.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing last night. And the Valks are firing up the standings. Now, Jude, who is only second to Pods, in terms of Valkyrie's fandom, my 11-year-old son, he did clue me in on something because the Valks won, and I did the Fox show, and then we go on our walk. This is kind of our evening process. We go on our walk with my dog. And Jude always goes, right as we walk out the door, he goes, so what subject do you want to talk about tonight? And I'm always like, hey, did you see the environment at that Valkyries game? And so we started talking about the Valkyries. Now he goes, Dad, their next 5 games are against the absolute best teams in the league.
Oh, wow.
All of them. So we got a gauntlet. We got a Valkyries gauntlet that's about to happen. And so we're going to see if this is actually a contender or if it's just a nice story. We about to mess around and find out.
I like that.
On these Golden State Valkyries.
Yeah. And, I gave you the Valkyrie lock of the day on Friday.
And you were right.
Yep. 8.5 was too much, too many points, and so we locked that in, and then yesterday was just an absolute demolishing, and yet, Mark, the Valks are up by, 25 midway through the fourth, and there's a ball, I think, that gets careened out of bounds, and they rule against the Valks, and there he is, courtside.
Yeah.
Twirl, twirl, twirl. Pods, you're up by 25. We don't need to twirl, twirl, twirl to Coach Nicasi to get them to review it. You're up by 24.
He's got one speed, brother. One speed. That's it. Pod speed.
Pazemski.
Not God speed. It's pod speed.
Yeah, that's something for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.